The word today is free. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. It must be terrible to be a slave. Some claim that our freedom doesn't mean much to us until it is taken away. Physical freedom is extremely important, but spiritual freedom is even more vital. Sin enslaves us. Christ's forgiveness sets us free. Here from our archives to review this important concept is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Free.
Today we are going to be talking about freedom. You know, it's such a powerful, wonderful thing to be free, and yet it so often is confused by people. We know through the history of the world that various groups of people from time to time will give up parts of their freedom in order for protection. Now, that might at first seem like a meaningful trade-off, but it definitely is not. And the more freedoms you give up, which can erode very slowly and all of a sudden you find yourself enslaved, is part of the reason why we're told in the Holy Scriptures that sin enslaves us, and the only freedom you can really have from sin is to be forgiven by our Savior Jesus Christ. So God has given us a total freedom through Jesus Christ, His Son, because it also frees us from the slavery of sin. Now, of course, the devil is constantly busy trying to enslave people once again into sin, and so every once in a while you bump into an unbeliever who thinks they're free. An unbeliever who says, well, I can do anything I please, it doesn't matter, I don't have any fear of God, and so on. And they talk so smart, and they aren't even aware that that type of an attitude already indicates that they are already in slavery to sin. The sinner who thinks they're free is totally baffled and overwhelmed by the devil, because that is not freedom at all, that is total slavery to the devil. Now, in the New Testament, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, in the fifth chapter, I think this would be a key chapter that you'd want to mark and read on a regular basis in your Bible. Galatians, the fifth chapter, if you're wondering about the terms that I'm using here, like enslavement to sin and freedom from sin, words like this are explained in the fifth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. For instance, if you go to the 19th, 20th, and 21st verse of chapter 5, verse 19, 20, and 21, you will see a list of the sinful things, the obvious things that are wrong and against the will of God. For instance, sinful nature, and here he's talking about, well, let's just look at the list, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discourse, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies. Things like this are mentioned here in verses 19, 20, and 21 of Galatians 5. We all know them, don't we? We all are aware that they are the works of the devil. They are the sinful nature of man. And to be enslaved by these things means to not have forgiveness. If you are not a child of God, you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you're going to be susceptible to all these temptations, because that's human nature. That's our sinful nature. Now also here, look at verse 22 and 23 of Galatians 5. You will see a list of the things that the person who knows God, the person who has been converted, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that means God who has worked in you a new creation, a new being, those things are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I believe there are 9 of them listed there. Fruits of the Spirit. Now, very obviously, you can see anybody in their right mind would be able to determine that list, which is the sinful natural man, as opposed to the freedom and the love that God gives us once we're converted and believe in Jesus Christ, and all the qualities of goodness, love, peace, patience, all these things that come from knowing Him. So now faith is the only way that you can become a child of God. There is no other way. You certainly can't work your way into heaven. You certainly can't do a lot of good things and thereby think, boy, I'm so terrific, I'm really earning God's favor. Of course, that would be ridiculous. There is no way you can earn a free gift. God has given you that gift of faith through His Holy Spirit. That's God Himself. You know the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God Himself, the Holy Spirit, works faith into us, and that's how we get freedom. That's how we are set free from our sins. That's how the slavery is broken. Now, the most important thing is that you know that God wants everyone to be saved. You know, there are so many places in the Holy Scriptures where that is precisely stated. You don't have to doubt that or in any way think it's only barely mentioned. It's mentioned repeatedly. I could give you a list of places right now where you could see that. If you have a pen, you could jot these down. They're so numerous. There are so many. I don't want to take too much time right here because that should be easy for anybody to find throughout the Holy Scripture. But let me give you a few of them. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, begin at verse 38. And of course, when you're talking about the Gospel of John, John 3:16 is one of the most famous places where this is mentioned. You can go to the back of the New Testament to the Epistle of John, 1 John, chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. In 1 Timothy, you have in the first chapter, verses 13 to 16, and also chapter 2, verse 3 to 6. You know, there are so many of these. 2 Peter is another one. Chapter 3, verse 9. Ephesians, chapter 2, 1 to 9. That's a beautiful reference. Ephesians, chapter 2, 1 to 9. Galatians 2, verse 16. A very famous verse that I'm sure all Christians really should know and memorize. Galatians 2, verse 16. And then, of course, in Romans, Paul's letter to the church at Rome, there are many references, just to give you a few, in chapter 7, verse 24 to 25, in chapter 10, verse 4 to 13. You can just go through the whole Bible and find reference after reference after reference that it's God's desire that all people be saved. That's why He established the church. That's why He's told us to proclaim the message of salvation through His Son, Jesus. That's why, you know, it is the work of the church to make known the freedom that we have through forgiveness by Jesus Christ. Freedom, you know, of the will is necessary in order to have true love. Now, once in a while you run into people, well, why doesn't God just do away with the devil? Why doesn't God just kill the devil? Well, if God were to do that and there were no choices, if there's no freedom of the will, then we would be robots for God. In other words, God would have a control board and He'd press a button that would say kneel down and we'd all kneel. Then He'd press another button that would say prayer and then we'd all pray. That's not love. That's not love. That's robotism. That's robots. And that's people that are being forced to do whatever they're asked to do. There is no love. You can't force love on somebody. Nobody can make you love them. They can hope you do, and they can try to do things that will make them more lovable, but there's no way to force somebody to love you. And God doesn't want to force us to love Him. He wants us to choose to love Him. That's what conversion is all about. It's making a choice and saying, I choose to follow God and obey Him and serve Him. So freedom is involved with also your freedom of choice. And I hope you understand that. Even a little bit of sin can corrupt your entire life. You know, sin is prolific. It is always progressive. Unless you repent, your sin will grow and grow and grow. It may start by shoplifting. It may start with some little stealing of something, and then before long it's something bigger. It's more often, and before long you're almost addicted by the sin. It's true of any sin. If you say curse words the first time, you probably shocked yourself to hear those words. And then as you continue, they become more familiar and they become more common and easy to say. And before long, you're using it as a style of language. It's terrible how sin progresses. The only way to stop sin is to repent of it and get rid of it and ask God's forgiveness of it. So it's a continuous need in the life of a Christian to recognize the freedom that God gives us through forgiveness and to want that freedom and to have that freedom instead of being absorbed in sin and overwhelmed by sin and dominated by sin. The devil would love to have you in his power so that you would be enslaved by him. I think it's very critically important to teach our children about this and to let them understand the choices involved, that the person who's been converted and who knows Jesus Christ chooses to follow Christ and obey Christ and serve him, and to reject sin and reject temptation, because all that does is enslave you once again back into sin. Now, the more you practice your freedom in Christ, the more of it you'll have. It'll become more spontaneous for you. It's the same way, of course, with sin. The more you sin, the more easily it is to sin again and again and again, and you become enslaved by it. So make a choice, and let your choice be for freedom through Jesus Christ. If you have faith in him, he sets you free because he forgives your sins. And he empowers you by his own Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within you and enables you to choose those things that please him and to walk in the way that pleases him. Use the Holy Scriptures and prayer groups and other ways to stay close to him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.